You may have noticed when you came in worship this morning that there are these clouds hanging from the mobiles, and those clouds represent all of those who have gone before us to paradise or to the New Jerusalem, and they are all of the names of those who have died since St. Michael's first began to hold worship. They also, you may have noticed, those of you who are sitting in the back, the mobile that's furthest back, you may see a white cloud with a rainbow bridge on it. Here at St. Michael's, we also believe that our pets go to paradise to meet us there when we get there eventually. And so those are the names of some of our pets that we have lost in the past year. And this morning is a pretty powerful service for St. Michael's, and it's a pretty powerful witness for our walk of faith as a community and as children of God. And it is a connection between the cloud of witnesses, or those who have gone before us, our guides and our mentors in the faith, as represented by some of these clouds. And you may have people that you're thinking of in your life that were mentors and guides for you in your own journey of faith as believers. And so those people are our mentors and our guides. And as Sandra says in the reading today, their beatitudes were their witness. So how they used their gifts and those three T's, the time, the talent, and the treasure, that was their legacy. That's what they passed on to their children and their children's children and their children's children's children. And today is particularly powerful because in addition to remembering the children of God that have gone before us, we are also welcoming two new believers into the family of God this morning through the sacrament of baptism. And it's particularly powerful for us because today is the day, today is All Saints, it's the day that we remember our ancestors in the faith. And it was a day that was very powerful for the families of the two that we are baptizing. We're baptizing little Nora, Nora Elizabeth Hill, who I thought I heard on this side of the church. And we're also baptizing Caitlin Mary Harden, who I know her family is here on this side of the church. And it was particularly meaningful for both of these families that when they were being baptized, they wanted to be baptized today, especially today, because they know they can feel the love and the spirit of their grandparents surrounding them as they take this step into the family of God. Now, I'm going to try and not get too touchy-feely, because I know some of you have said you don't want to cry this morning, so I will try not to get you there. But we have really deep connections to our ancestors in the faith. And today it's particularly powerful because, I don't know if the Harden family knows this or not, but there are vessels and a chalice and a plate that in the church we call the paten, and it was donated to St. Michael's by George Haddon. So the plates that we are using, your family donated to St. Michael's, and we particularly pulled those out today so that we could use them when we were giving you communion later in the service. And the Meredith family, this last year has been particularly tough. We lost both Bill Meredith and Wynn Meredith. And they especially, Samantha and Russell, the parents of Nora, especially wanted to do the baptism today because they know this great cloud of witnesses. Both Wynn and Bill are here, and they're present in this cloud that surrounds us of believers and this grace that just moves through this place. So, you know, when we talk about our roots as Christians, we're inheriting a legacy. We're receiving something from those who've gone before us. And, you know, sometimes it's something tangible, like a really powerful witness of faith and witnessing at your church and being involved. And sometimes it's how we raise our children and how our children raise their children. And sometimes we know what that legacy is, and sometimes we don't. And how many of you watch the show on PBS called Finding Your Roots? Does anybody watch the show Finding Your Roots? I love genealogy. I love having a sense of the past and my family and my ancestors. And it's always fascinating when I watch that show on television, because usually when the people are finding out all of these stories about their ancestors, most of them they've never heard before. So they don't know that they had an ancestor who was a freedom fighter in the Civil War and was part of the Underground Railroad. They don't know that that's part of their legacy, but it's reflected in the choice that they are making today in the 21st century in how they live their lives. It's like this legacy was passed on generation to generation, and they didn't know that they were inheriting this, but it's part of the fabric of who they are. There was another episode where one of the soldiers had an unmarked grave, and by doing the genealogy and going back in time, they were able to connect a family of today with an unknown ancestor. And so that story just resonated throughout the generations. So it's the same thing that we talk about when we talk about witnessing our faith. It's the same thing that Sandra was talking about in the reading for stewardship. You know, the Beatitudes that they possessed are the legacy that we've been given through the generations. And, you know, we talk a lot about having ancestors in the faith and the power of their witness and how we make that beatitude come to life again, right? In the way that we live our life, the choices we make, the behaviors. And so, you know, as children of God, no one like you has been seen before. There will not be anyone like you ever to come again. We are all one of a kind and unique. And I have to say that as witnesses of the connection that we have to our ancestors, sometimes it's very hard to do. Sometimes it's hard to walk with families when they've lost a loved one. And it is heartbreaking for us to do that as companions for one another. But as believers in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know that we have victory over death. That death and separation isn't going to be the end, that we are surrounded by our loved ones. And the reason why there's a way that we can tell that we are surrounded, and there's a father of modern theology, Friedrich Schleiermacher, who says that we are to have God consciousness, an absolute dependence upon God, and be aware of God's presence in our lives. So it's through one another, through the love that we share, through the love we receive, the honor that we give to our ancestors, the respect for the past, and obedience to God, that we make that real, that the faith becomes real time. And William Jackson, from just after the Civil War, once said, "Our legacy as children of God is to remember that even though our loved ones have died, through their love and compassion, their instruction and correction, their laughter and tears, their honesty and humility, their sacrifice and dedication, and most of all their faith, they are still speaking through you and me." Now, Nora and Caitlin are becoming part of the family of God today through the sacrament of baptism. And they've chosen to be baptized today, surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses. And it gives us an idea of this connection, connects us to the past and walks with us into the future. And someday, Caitlin and Nora, you will be witnesses for your ancestors. You will be giving a legacy to your children and hopefully to your children's children. So my hope today in thinking about this connection that we have is that we remember that we are a people of faith in Jesus Christ. And may the cloud of witnesses that surround us remind us how to walk in faith. May their stories guide us and show us the way. And I want to quote Frederick Buechner, "On All Saints' Day, it is not just the saints of the church that we should remember in our prayers, but all the foolish ones and wise ones, the shy ones and overbearing ones, the broken ones and whole ones, the despots and tosspots and crackpots of our lives who one way or another have been our particular fathers and mothers and saints. and whom we loved without knowing we loved them, and by whom we were helped to whatever little we may have, or ever hope to have, of some kind of seedy sainthood of our own. So may we give of ourselves just as generously as they did. May we always remember, honor, and cherish their stories. And I want to quote an unknown author in closing. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say, and watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. And may all God's people say, Amen.